Life is a journey. What's your story? Hey, Radio St. Pete listeners, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and I've got a funny guy here today, Zach Morris. He is the founder of Spitfire Theater Comedy House. He used to be in a little hole in the wall. Now he's like, boom! Zach, welcome to Radio St. Pete.
Oh, thank you, Nanette.
Tell us a little bit about your journey. You're a USF Bull graduate. How the heck did you get to comedy?
Yeah, well, I think it started with my parents, to be honest with you. Both of them were very loving, very supportive, and created an open environment for us to just express ourselves in a lot of really fun ways. There was never the danger of being told no. There was never the danger of being told that I was wrong. And a lot of those are inherent rules in the world of improv, right? Yes and, being supportive and in agreement. But ultimately, I'm kind of a goofy, silly guy at heart and in my nature. But I joined the arts at an early age. In middle school, I started to play the trumpet. I joined middle school band, much to my chagrin. It was more my mom shoving me in there. But I started playing the trumpet. A lot of people ask if I was in the theater, but I actually never did any theater at all. I was more into stand-up comedy. And when I got to USF, I started doing improv, and it was just off to the races.
So are you a Saturday Night Live guy? Do you wish that you had gone to Second City? Walk us through some of the comedians and improv people who have inspired you,
Zach. Yeah, so to answer your question, Nanette, I am happy to be here in St. Pete. This is where I feel like I belong. I love this city. And also, all those cities already have improv. I'm happy to be able to continue to bring improv to this city in a really big and awesome way.
Talk to us about the evolution of Spitfire. Again, just a hole in the wall next to Lolita's years ago under the overpass, right? You've created something wonderful. Tell people where Spitfire is and how you grew it.
Yeah. Well, it certainly wasn't all because of my blood, sweat, and tears. I was very lucky to be a part of just improv in general in the Tampa Bay area for a long time. And even beyond that, just being a part of my very eccentric and fun family. But Spitfire was grown from a group of people that started very young, kind of just like me. I was around Spitfire the entire time, but it was only recently that I went full-fledged deep into it. And so it's kind of been built on the shoulders of a ton of passionate people who adore the art form. And the people that show up and perform at Spitfire every single day who are making sure that it continues to run. I am hardly the person at the bottom of it holding it all up, but I'm very happy to be leading the charge and continue the call to improv here in the Tampa Bay area.
You're a host, you're an instructor, and you're a performer. Tell us a little bit about the classes people can take.
Yeah. So we have all ranges of improv and sketch classes that we offer at Spitfire. Everything from a drop-in class that we do once a week on Sundays from 2 to 4. No experience required. You can come, dip your toe in, see what improv is all about. We have introductory classes, but also higher level classes as well. And actually this coming September, we have our introduction to sketch writing class. So for those who are interested in, like you mentioned, Saturday Night Live, stuff like that, we have opportunities for people to learn how to not just do comedy on stage, but write comedy behind the scenes.
I love that. Tell us, so people can come and they can enjoy the shows. You're open how many nights a week?
Yeah, we're open to the public Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays for shows. We do two shows every single night.
What time?
Yeah, so on Thursdays, our shows are at 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, they start at 7:30, but they go from 9 to 10 for that second round of shows as well.
Are they a little risque? Are they family-friendly?
We actually do a family-friendly show every single Friday at 7:30 p.m. It's our Whose Line Is It Anyway style family-friendly show. But generally at Spitfire, we try not to go too risque or too raunchy anyways. But you never know what you're going to get with improv when it's all made up.
So give me an improv setup.
Usually the way our shows start is, you know, welcome to Spitfire Comedy House. We're happy to have you. Make some noise if you've ever seen live improv before. But we also like to ask, for those of you who have never seen improv before, make some noise for us here. And every once in a while, we'll have some people who've never seen it. And at the end of the day, the introduction to improv is, it is all made up on the spot, truly. We're not backstage whispering to each other, hey, I'm going to say this, or when we do this game, why don't you go there? It's all based on, in the moment, feelings from the performers, obviously training, but it's also suggestions from the audience. So every show is different, and that's what I think is so beautiful about it, is when you come to see the show, you're a part of the show. You have an effect on the show. You're almost up there with us in a way when you give suggestions and jump up to play some of the games.
Because you're built for you, built by you is what you're fond of saying. I just want to segue, since you talked about whose line it is it anyway.
Yeah.
This is the first time that Spitfire is going to bring its popular Whose Line Is It Anyway to the Gulfport for a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock on the 15th. This is an afternoon of laughter that supports the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation. You've done this before for them, yes?
We have done some shows around the area, but this is our first opportunity to really support this awesome cause as the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation raises funds for their new senior center. And I think everybody deserves an awesome community center to be able to see other people in their community and spend time with them.
So I encourage all of you to go online. You can go online at Facebook. You can go online for the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation. Get your tickets. Zach, it's going to be a fun. It's going to be fun. It's not just going to be seniors. It's going to be all ages, right?
Yes, indeed. It's open to everyone. Just because we're raising money for the senior center doesn't mean that it's seniors only in the audience.
And they can. And you know what? General admission ticket holders can warm up with cast members in the lobby before the theater opens for seating. I think I have got a ham in me to come down and do it.
Yes, yes. And if you get a VIP ticket, you can actually come into the theater a little early and do some improv exercises and games with us as well.
Tell me a little bit about how comedy and laughter is good for the soul.
Oh, gosh. Well, they say laughter is medicine, right?
Right.
I think at the end of the day, to have a group of people that you feel like you can be yourself around and to joke around with creates an environment of comfort, creates an environment of safety, but also just peace way deep down inside. I think a lot of us, if improv or comedy is a hobby, I'm very lucky and blessed to say that I get to do this as my full-time job. But for those who have a 9-to-5 job or do anything out there like that, we have to put on a mask sometimes, you know, become very professional, go to work. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. That kind of stuff, especially if we're in customer service or sales. So to be able to go to a community where we feel safe and comfortable to take off the mask, kind of just joke around with each other and be ourselves, it creates a safe space where we can thrive as who we really are and how we express who we are.
So your minions at Spitfire Comedy House, talk to me a little bit about the people that are part of your core posse.
Oh gosh, no minions at all, Nanette. I am very lucky to be surrounded by incredibly passionate and talented individuals who honestly, like if people simply showed up, performed, and went home, that place would not be able to run. I am surrounded by people who work on our social media and make incredible posts. We have a dedicated tech team, a very talented musical director who's just as good as doing improv on the piano as I am doing it up on stage. We have people that show up and do maintenance, just like spray around for the bugs, you know, during the summer, just the tiny little things that make Spitfire run. Every person is kind, dedicated, talented, wonderful, and just really takes to heart how beautiful it is that we have a community and a place to do this.
I'm going to drink the water, whatever that group is drinking. So the website is spitfirecomedy.com/now playing to find out more. Tell me the location.
Yeah, so we're at 1920 First Avenue South in St. Pete, right in the shadow of the stadium, the Tropicana Dome over there, right near the overpass, not too far from it.
And for those of you who want to help the Gulfport Senior Foundation, we thank Jennifer Tirana and her team for bringing Zach to us today. Yeah. Zach, tell me the best comedy shows that you have seen either on Netflix or in person. I'm just curious to know where your taste runs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am a gigantic fan of TJ and Dave. They're an improv duo, probably the improv duo out there. They perform, I mean, all around the United States, but we're born in Chicago, and I have watched their special called Trust Us, This Is All Made Up, probably a million times since college. If you're looking for other improv content, though, there's actually a small, well, getting bigger by the day, group out in California. It's a whole team called Dropout. They were originally College Humor, but they do. Dropout does a ton of awesome improv-based shows. Just a talented group of people out there. I consume all of their content.
You know, I just love even Steve Martin and seeing Martin Short, even on a commercial for Wells Fargo. Yeah. You just think to yourself, did they script that?
Likely that they didn't, yeah. And in fact, if you think about TJ and Dave, it was TJ Jagodowski that was the person in the passenger seat of those old Sonic commercials.
It was not.
Yeah. Yeah, just the goofball that was always making the little the side comments here and there. But TJ, he probably most well known for that, not in the improv community, but probably in the community at large in the U.S.
I hold him responsible for the extra pounds.
Oh, there we go.
What do you hope to do, Zach? I mean, you know, Spitfire Comedy Show, we love it. Do you have kind of a path that you're headed towards?
Yeah, I mean, you think about New York, you think about Chicago, these places that have tons of improv theaters that have grown up through the roots. And we were very lucky to have another comedy or improv theater specifically join us in the Tampa Bay area this year, the Commodore. And I'm hoping that the Tampa Bay area continues to see improv for what it is, because a rising tide raises all ships, whether or not they're with us at the Commodore, they're joining small improv communities all around the Tampa Bay area. Improv is good for the soul. I think it brings people together, and the more of us that are doing it, the better. So I want to continue to create an open, safe, comfortable, and ultimately goofy environment for people to explore improv, discover improv, and find it wherever they can.
Well, for Radio St. Pete, Nanette Weiser here with Zach Moriz, Spitfire Comedy. Please join them to raise money for a good cause in Gulfport. Please join them on any Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and please join them by taking an improv class. You know, if you're afraid of public speaking, I believe that going to Spitfire can take care of that. Yeah. I mean, right?
Yeah, we have people come all the time. They're like, oh, I'm a part of Toastmasters, or, you know, I'm just trying to challenge myself. I feel uncomfortable in front of people. Yes, improv classes absolutely help with being comfortable with who you are, and especially speaking in front of others.
You first heard it from our favorite goofball. Thank you so much for being here today on Radio St. Pete.
Thank you, Nanette.